Now, joined in the studio by pop punk poet, singer-songwriter Lee Lushes. Her second album, Whoop-De-Doop, is out now. Lee has been on our A-list recently, and a fantastic single, Love Is Forever, which we play to death here at Phoenix FM. She's back to play her brand new single, Girlfriend, and which is released today. Back in the studio looking very, very pretty and Valentine's Day-ish.
Oh, thanks, Michelle. Whoop-De-Doop, everyone. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone out there. I've actually got a little Valentine's for you, actually. Am I allowed to get it now?
Yeah, go on then. All right. See, because I didn't even get a flyer through the door this morning. I got nothing. It's a rose. It's a feather rose. Oh, that's feathers. Oh, I like that. Oh, thank you.
Valentine's.
Oh, you sweetheart. She got me some of those really expensive artisan Belgian chocolates. I'm stroking my face with a feather.
We don't want to hear
rose.
About that.
Yeah, sorry. Thank you for that. That's lovely. I like that. That is. I'm going to use that to stroke my face.
Aww.
Sorry. Because nobody else will. Now, Lee's had a fantastic album, Whoop-De-Doop. Which has been out, been doing very, very well. And as you know, Love Is Forever. We love that song.
Love
here.
Is Forever.
Tell us about the song, Love Is Forever.
Well, I probably should have released that one for Valentine, shouldn't I? Because when I come in, Michelle started talking about it, and I said, oh, I should have put that one out because it's got love in the title.
Mm.
That's for anyone that loves anyone, really, because it can be for, obviously, a lover or a partner or a wife, husband, or it could be for a friend, you know. It's, when I wrote that, obviously, I was thinking of a lot of things other than just boys. I was also thinking of my friend Chelsea, and so it's kind of dedicated to Chelsea. I know I keep dedicating songs to Chelsea, but she was worth it. And the video, I featured a lot of my friends were featured in the video, and we managed to get old clips of Chelsea when she was a baby.
Yeah.
And a few like photos of her just before we lost her.
Yeah.
And then the other single, Girlfriend, which is the one that's out today, it's actually been out for a little while on iTunes, but I did a thing where you can download it just for today. Well, no, not just for today, what I'm talking about, from today, you can download it, I'm not awake yet, on SoundCloud, on my SoundCloud, which you can get to that just by typing in SoundCloud, Lee Lushes, LeighLuscious, Lee Lushes. And if you go on there, you can download it for completely for free.
Mm.
And that's from now. I set it up last night, if anyone wants it.
Now, you were at the Essex Television Awards.
That's
when I last saw you. So how did it go?
I'm doing my posh voice again, aren't I?
You are, yeah. It's because it's on the radio. In fact, we were there and the guys from here won the award.
Michelle.
The guys from here won the award, and as Roger got up, I went, go on, Roger, in my really, really rough cockney accent.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, because we went together, didn't we?
We did. It was a good evening.
Out in the middle of nowhere. For a minute, we thought we weren't going to get in, didn't we? Even though we'd had personal invite from a friend of ours. But it was a good evening, wasn't it? We really enjoyed ourselves. We had our pictures done on the red carpet, as we deserved, don't we?
And there was a few kind of Essex celebrities there. We had the football.
Was there?
Yeah, there was quite a few.
Joking.
Well, I can't see very well because my eyes are really bad, but never mind. Anyway, let's forget about the Essex TV because we do like them there. But very good morning to all the guys and girls. I know they're listening sometimes. So
yeah,
and
they do a good job. It was a really good awards as well. And my friend Matthew was handed out awards and organised it. And I think he did a really good job, actually. I really liked it because it was very genuine.
Yeah, and all the kids, there was loads of children's dance groups and the parents there, and they got up and did loads of dance, which
is
fabulous.
It was really nice, wasn't it? Yeah. It wasn't too over the top. Like, sometimes you go to these awards things, they drag them out for hours and they just try and put as many people on as once, and everyone gets treated like cattle, and it's not always great, you know? And it's nice. I mean, sometimes they do a really good show for something like that, but this was nice because it was just bit more, it seemed like we was in a school, it was like a school assembly hall thing or something, wasn't it? But it was really, really nice and really well done.
Now, what have you been up to?
Shouts out to Essex TV.
What have you been up to in the last 6 months? Because you came in, I think, might have been end of last year.
Do you really want to know?
Well, what?
On the radio.
Well, let's try and keep it clear. Well, what have you been up to musically?
Musically, that's easier. Well, hanging out with all my lead men, really. No, I've been doing lots of writing, actually. recently. I was doing lots of clubbing as well and that sort of stuff, and I made a couple of pop videos. I'm always busy, as you know, Michelle. I never stop. I started writing my next book as well, The Loves of Luscious.
Because you don't only write music, she runs marathons. She loves doing her running. She has to keep doing that to keep her sane. And this is her when she's sane. You work in doing nannying as well, don't you?
Yeah, I work, scary thought, I know, but I'm actually a children's nanny during the daytime. And I do that usually about 3 times a week.
Yeah, loved by all the parents. You've got so many people trying to get you to be their nanny. It's unbelievable.
I know, it's unreal. I have so many jobs lined up, and I have to. It's really difficult, especially at the moment. Because at the minute, I'm trying to cut down, and I've just sort of been doing temporary work because I don't have time for my music otherwise. So it's just it's like everyone, and it's just getting a balance.
Yeah.
But it's really hard because people stop me, literally stop me in the streets when I'm in Islington where I work. People just stop me and just start asking me questions what to do with their baby and can I come and help them? And so, I'm in quite demand in my day job, really. Yeah. But also with my music as well, it's got really, people ask me to do lots of things, and you probably have it yourself. You're just trying to fit everything in. There's only 24 hours in a day. Usually I get to sort of sleep for sometimes 4 or 6 of them hours if I'm lucky.
Yeah.
But, otherwise I'm sometimes up for 22 hours I was up in the day when I was writing my last book.
You sound so normal today. I don't know what's the matter. I've never seen you like this before. It's very
really because it's Valentine's Day. Very off-putting. I'm really loved up.
Seems so normal
today. It's because it's Valentine's.
It is. I am now.
I am normal, Michelle.
Well,
it's because I couldn't find any party poppers this morning. I've got a whole box of them.
You normally do that straight in my face as you come in. In my face. Normally.
I put them in a safe place in my house, and I couldn't find them. I've looked everywhere.
Absolutely brilliant song by Lee Lushes. It's called Love Is Forever. We've talked about the song. Where did you get the inspiration? Because the backing vocals, it's a really kind of 60s inspired tune.
No idea.
No idea.
Just everything I do, I never really think about it. It just happens. I often just, this song that I'm going to perform today, I literally just, I woke up in the middle of the night with it going around in my head and just sat up and wrote it. So some of them just happen when I'm out running.
Yeah.
So with the vocals, I don't know, it just came into my head, so I sung it.
Love Is Forever, is it on the Whoop-De-Doop album or is it a standalone single?
It is on the Whoop-De-Doop album, but all the songs on the album you can buy separately if you don't want to buy the whole album.
Yeah.
Even though the whole album is not that expensive.
No.
It's only £8, which is not bad for 13 songs,
It's a bargain.
Exactly.
We'll talk about EPs versus albums in a while, because Leanne Louise said yesterday, she went, people are just lazy, which is, I know what you agree with, for not having a...
Why would you do
an EP? Just put out a whole album. Why can't you write the 13 songs? That's what I'm trying to do at
it's
the moment.
It's a bit of a cop-out.
I can hear your head. EPs. I can hear your voice in my head. Do the whole album.
Yeah,
don't do an EP.
Do the album. It's better.
Here we go. This is one of my favourites. It is my favourite number one.
Thank you,
Lee
Michelle.
Lushes track. We all love it here. His love is forever. Very good afternoon. Just have to say hi to Ollie, to Sean, to Tracy, to Dave as well.
Shawns.
Yeah, well, I think so. I don't know. I can't see my eyesight. Not very good.
Oh, and the next love heart actually says hello.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
That's always a good introduction.
Can I give
a
hello and a happy Valentine's to all my Lushettes, please, that are listening? And also to Jedward and Rylan, because they'll be tuned in as well.
Oh, hello.
And happy Valentine's Day to everyone that's listening.
Now, we're going to play this Single Girlfriend in a while. You always do videos for your songs.
Yeah,
which
I try to.
Which is really good because most people, number one, they can't afford it. And
it's expensive.
It's expensive to do. So you've done some really, really interesting videos over the last couple of songs. So what ones have been your favourites and what songs?
I think my favourite one, I think, is The Hunger, the video for The Hunger. The guy that filmed that was, you was there, weren't you, that day? He was really professional and it was just something completely different to what I'm known for, because obviously I'm Lee Luscious. I'm known as being a little bit naughty, but I'm trying really hard to be good. I'm trying to do things a bit differently this year. And so with the hunger, it was really different because I had like an opera singer on the single, and for the video I had a ballet dancer as well, and we all went round to my friend Darren's bedroom, and it was really funny because he didn't actually know that it was going to happen. I asked if I could use his bedroom for a little while, and I don't know what he thought was going to happen in. He said, yeah, that's all right, babes. So, and then I sort of, on the way there, I messaged and said, oh, I'm bringing my friend Michelle with me. He must have thought, what is going on?
You did do it.
And then when we were there, do you remember when we parked outside and I said to Michelle, don't mention the video? Do you remember that? Because he doesn't know.
No.
And she was like, when are you going to tell him? And I said, when he opens the door.
So, and then how many of us were there? There was about five or six of us.
Loads of people. And then the thing is, eventually, obviously, he found out that we were filming a video because he opened the door to the video crew. And then I then had to tell him that there was also going to be a ballet dancer in his bedroom. Yeah. So
he didn't have a problem with that,
He took it really well, didn't he, actually? Yeah. So I mean, he could have flung us all out on the street. No, he couldn't. Get
really,
out.
Not really. It was a very, very good video. And if you go and have a look, Lee's got a YouTube channel as well, because you're really hot on social media. So I want to ask you about social media.
I'm really hot. So thanks, Michelle. Well, I love you too.
Well, you've just got somebody here that said, oh, beautiful lady.
Oh, male or female?
It's a male.
Oh, hello.
Good morning to Steve and to Rob as well, and Marcus as well.
Hello, Steve, Rob and Marcus.
If you had to pick one bit of social media to keep, so you've got Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube.
No.
What one would you keep and why? You had to get rid of the others, but keep one of them.
Oh, that's really hard because I literally live online, as you know. I couldn't live without Twitter.
Right.
I could not live without Twitter. I think I'm on Twitter more than anything else. Yeah. In fact, people always say to me, you're just on Twitter 24 hours a day. If there was like a Twitter house, you know, like Big Brother, then I would definitely be on that.
Yeah.
Because I'm literally on there. I tweet too much, actually. I have to tweet and delete all the time. I've got better. I'm trying not to put too many like really bad tweets out, but I often have to delete stuff, and I shock myself because sometimes I look back on something and I think, oh my God, did I tweet that? Mm. Or somebody send me a tweet and I say, I didn't tweet that. And they go, oh yes, you did. So I sometimes filter them. Actually, the amount of times I tweet that and Michelle messages me and says, delete that.
Get out there now.
That doesn't sound right. I'm always having to delete stuff. But I also, I mean, I like Instagram and Facebook and everything, really. Mm. What about you, Michelle? Because you're quite into your social media.
I like Twitter. Instagram, I don't really get at the moment, but I've got my new phone. YouTube, I'm kind of starting to use, but I think probably Twitter. I do like Facebook, but I like Twitter because it's more instant.
Yeah, I think so as well. Yeah. And plus, I really don't like what Facebook are doing at the moment, where they're trying to make people pay for things.
Well, they're saying it's because it's not to clog up people's timelines.
That's a load of rubbish.
It's a load of rubbish.
We all know that. It's about money. But there's ways around it. I mean, I don't pay for stuff like that. Yeah. I pay my people that, like, you know, like videos and stuff like that, or musicians and stuff. But no, I don't pay for, because me and you were talking about this the other day, weren't we, about paying for promotion and stuff. The thing is, if you are Lee Luscious, you don't really need to, because I put stuff, I literally bombard so much that, you know, even though they've done a filter now, I'm still everywhere.
Yeah.
Because, as you know, I put stuff like every 5 minutes.
Just slightly. That's why she doesn't sleep.
Exactly. But there's ways around things anyway, because what you do is you make groups. They can't filter you on groups.
Oh, just had a very strange message there. Sorry. Carry on.
Was it from the other side?
I don't know. You just have to be careful. You know, you just get some strange messages.
Yeah, so anyone out there listening, there's ways around it. You don't have to pay. What you can do is you can, Facebook probably sue me now. If you make little groups, like I've got like Team Luscious, and then every time you put something on there, it goes to everybody.
Right.
So, and that's free. You know.
Now you're going to play a song.
Up yours, Facebook.
You're going to play a song live. You
Happy
have
Valentine's
your
Day.
Your guitar there.
Yeah, I'm a bit nervous actually because this is literally a brand new song, to the point where I've got all the words in front of me because I've not really played it before.
Well, here
I've
we go.
I've just written it.
Is that Tina Foley said, is that Lee? Yes, it is. Mark Reed is watching.
I'm all in a...
Andy Moore is watching.
Well, that's put me at ease, I must say.
And good Tasha's there as well, Lee, your mate Tasha.
Tasha, hello Tasha. Yeah. Hello.